I then invite you to take out the sheet with the Bible reading on it. It is recorded in a book called Titus. Titus was a pastor, and St. Paul is writing to him these words. When the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not by righteous things that we have done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Lord, so that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. I'm going to ask you to keep that sheet in front of you. We're going to walk through these verses a little bit at a time for just a few minutes to better understand what is saying and also help explain what baptism is about today for Jaden. First of all, St. Paul says, when the kindness and the love of God our Savior appeared, and he's talking especially about the birth of his son Jesus Christ, who had come into this world to be our Savior. And notice that this is always connected to the kindness and the love that's in the heart of God toward people like us. Even though we're very sinful people and don't always do the right things, even though someday we're going to die, God loves us. And because of the kindness in his heart, he sent his son into the world to be our Savior. Notice, he goes on. So when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, and then he says, he saved us. Those are very important words. When it comes to how Christians get to heaven, the Bible teaches us that God is the one that does the work. He saved us. It's not something we do. It's not because we're good or try to do anything for God. He saved us through, he goes on to say, not by righteous things that we have done, but because of his mercy. Mercy is when you have compassion in your heart for someone. Maybe they don't even deserve it. And in our case, we certainly don't deserve God's mercy. But God, because of what Jesus, his son, has done, has been very kind to us and merciful and loves us and has decided to save us and rescue us so we could go to heaven. He goes on. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal of the Holy Spirit. The third person of the Trinity is the Holy Spirit. So God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, the Bible says, the Holy Spirit is working in baptism, and through that, God washes us, not just physically with water, but spiritually, cleansing our hearts, cleansing our consciences before God because of what Jesus did for us on the cross. So he calls this a washing of rebirth. That means that our souls are now born again to understand God as one who loves us, sent his son to pay for our sins so we could go to heaven. So what takes place through baptism is this power from God that gives this birth of faith in Jesus in our hearts so that we can go to heaven. He says, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Lord, so that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs having the hope of eternal life. Justified. That's a word we maybe don't always use. Maybe we justify our columns in our when we're typing once in a while. That means to line them up with the rule. To be justified is really a courtroom term. It means that even though you and I are guilty before God because of our things we've done wrong, because of Jesus, God now justifies us. He declares us innocent of our sin for Jesus' sake. And faith grabs onto that and says, I need that if I'm going to get to heaven. And because this has happened, he says, this has been done so that we might become heirs, H-E-I-R-S, heirs. That means to inherit something. Maybe your grand, let's imagine that your grandparents were very, very rich, had a big, beautiful house and lots of money, and they decided to put in their will that you would get that when they die. That's what it means to be an heir, to inherit something. Well, you and I, through baptism, through faith in Jesus, that it works in our hearts, you and I get to inherit heaven and all of the treasures of heaven, so that we might become heirs having the hope of eternal life.